Okay, City Council meeting for Tuesday, January 17th, 2023 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Fred Franks, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Father, thank you. You're a good father. And every good and perfect gift comes down from you. And you've shown mercy and grace. We thank you for this place that we call home. And we thank you for the life and the light that is here, that we live in community that honors God, that sees the importance of prayer. I thank you for our leadership that places a priority on spiritual things. And Lord, we look to you. We know all authority is from you, and we know all wisdom comes from you. And Lord, we need you. We need you. Our nation needs you. And we pray that you would have mercy on our country. We pray for our friends and our neighbors to the north that have suffered through these tornadoes, that you be with families who have lost loved ones and the recovery process and the rebuilding that will take place. And for this night, we commit these moments to you, and I pray blessing over this meeting. Thank you for those who serve in leadership. Thank you for all those that serve in our fire department, our police department, the recreation department, that help keep this place beautiful, help keep this place running. Thank you for the multitude of people that give of themselves to make that happen. We love you, we praise you, we commit this night to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consider a motion for tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Considering the previous minutes of our work session, regular council meeting committee, the whole of 12/13/22. There are no objections to reading. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes are stand approved as written. Announcements?
Mayor, I have one. Recently, Jerry and Joni and I were honored to be invited to judge the decorations of the classroom doors at the middle and high school. And during that visit, I was introduced to the graphic arts department led by Mr. McCarty. We have a campaign at the Orange Beach Garden Club going on. And as you probably know, the Garden Club is held in high esteem by the city. All of the money that is shared with them goes back out to our city through scholarships and support of beautification programs and schools and the fire department and the police department. So I asked Mr. McCarty if his students would be interested in helping design the poster for this year's 35th annual Garden Club event. And he did, and 15 posters by his students were submitted to us. I was overwhelmed by the thought and skill that was put into them. And although no one hit all the boxes exactly, the one that did it in the nicest and most way was won by 10th grader Charlotte, who goes by Megan McInnes. And I would like to share that with you and introduce you to her. So here is the poster.
Yeah.
The theme is Wild at Heart, and we're celebrating the Wildlife Center. I just happen to have tickets if anybody wants to go. But I would love to introduce you. So, Mr. McCarty, would you like to introduce her? Is she here?
She is not here.
Oh, well, she's not here.
Some of the other students are here.
Good. Would they like to stand up and be recognized?
Who were,
yes.
Part of the 15 that you received.
Well, thank you. That's even better.
We love city-school partnerships and teaching and bringing into the real world our students. So thank you so much for doing that.
Yes.
And thanks for coming tonight.
Thank y'all. Yes.
Thank you.
Annette, you might give the police officers the tickets.
They get to come in.
Oh. No, no. I'm talking about to hand out as they go out the door.
Oh, you mean...
Intimidation, yeah, you know that.
They sort of come carte blanche.
It's hard to turn someone down that's wearing a gun.
I don't usually collect money from them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I do have two announcements. Thank
you. Thanks, Principal Lee. Appreciate y'all.
First of all, I would like to introduce our newly inaugurated state house member for our district, Ms. Frances Holt Jones. Thank you for being here tonight.
Welcome, Frances.
Congratulations. And they'll be going into legislation soon, so if you have anything you want to talk about at the state level, catch her as you're on your way out. And the second, I want to just make a brief comment about something. Pastor Fred, thank you for being here. And Sunday at church, Pastor Fred spoke on miracles. And do y'all remember when they were going to build a tire shop in front of the church?
Yes.
And they were going to have to share the lane?
Yes.
And he was struggling because he didn't want to share the lane?
That's right.
Well, the story we didn't know was that at one of the meetings, a lady behind him approached Pastor Fred, and someone she knew wound up buying that piece of property. And there was a story to it. He did about a 30-minute sermon to get to that point. But the man bought the property and called Pastor Fred and said, in 2 years, you can buy the property for what I bought it for. And this week, that gentleman called and gave the property to the church.
Wow.
And
it
was on miracles and how miracles still happen.
Absolutely.
So thank you for sharing it. It had to do with city council and planning committee and how things happen.
Yes.
But it was a beautiful story, and I'm just glad to see you here tonight. Thank you.
Yes.
Frances, I'm not trying to single you out, but I do want to say something. After watching the boring Dallas-Tampa Bay game last night, I was going through the channels. I didn't even finish it. I was discouraged. But anyways, watching the biography last night on the local channel of your father, the three-phase story of Foley and Baldwin County, and not just Foley, but Baldwin County, and the outreach that your father, God bless his soul, and what he did for South Baldwin County, from the Eastern Shore to Josephine to Orange Beach. He mentioned highly Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and our coastal community, and sit there and watch the three-phase story was awesome. And I was so glad that he was able to do that before his passing. So thank you so much. I just want to tell you what that means, and very proud of you and what you have done with your life and what you're doing right now serving this county up in Montgomery and all of us and representing us. And it was a hard road, I understand, but thank you once again. We appreciate what you're doing.
Yes.
And Frances and her husband are new Orange Beach residents, right?
Amen.
No special attention needed, but... Anybody else?
It's all good.
All right. While we would y'all like to, Ford, let's do the presentation from EMC. A welcome sight.
While they come up here, I'll just say one thing real quick. This is one of my favorite nights of the year when Baldwin EMC graciously gives us their franchise check that the city uses for all of our construction projects and other things. So with further ado, I'll let representative come up.
Well, I think I'm going to work hard to make the city grow so well, and it has done beautifully. I think it was here way before it became a city, and I love everything that happened. I wish I was still on Moses Road, though.
We do, too.
This is our check for y'all for this year. Do you want me to say it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
$1.2 million.
Yes.
I'll be glad to take it off.
Thank you. Well, Steve, I can go and take care of this.
Thank you so much. Excellent. I want you to take a picture, Mayor.
Yeah. And this is Tommy Werneth, one of our board members. I'm sorry. And Steve Irvin, who
yes.
I think owns EMC by now. I'm not sure.
He knows how to pull the plug.
But Steve and Tommy have taken care of us over the years. I want you to know. We can call them for anything, and it gets done. So thank
yes,
you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You'll be the last to hold it there.
Right to the bank.
There you go, there you go.
You want us to buy more Christmas lights, Ms. Tommy? You want us to buy more Christmas lights?
They're coming, people coming.
Okay. Guess now it is time to introduce our new police officers and swear them in. Where you at, Chief?
There he is.
Good evening. First, I want to thank the council for allowing us the opportunity to come in and introduce our new officers. So you can put a face with a name and they can put a face with a name. That's always important when they...
When they pull us over?
Yes. I wasn't going to say that. Since you ripped that Band-Aid off, yes.
Steve, do we need to go ahead and present our tag numbers also?
We'll get with you later. But again, we appreciate the opportunity to do that and take up the council's time. But before I start that, I just want to say thank you to the mayor and council for entrusting the department to me for the past 3 years. I appreciate it. I know how important it is to bring the right people on board as officers here in the city, because down the road they'll be here when I'm not. So I, along with the command staff, all take it very seriously, the ones that we bring on board. I think the ones that we're bringing on board of late are of high caliber and very professional, and we will continue to strive toward that. We could fill every vacancy that we have, but it wouldn't be with the right individual, the right mindset, and the reason for being here. So I wanted to say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to do this. First, I would like to introduce to you Rodney Shane Phillips.
Rodney, come on up.
In the interest of time, what I'm going to do is introduce each one of them. They'll stand over here, and Judge Callahan's going to swear them in at the same time. Rodney comes to us after a long career with United Parcel Service. He retired in good standing with them and decided to start a career in law enforcement. He chose us. I got numerous calls ahead of his interview with us about his character and what a fine individual he was. He's a little older, he's my age, but I will say he smoked all of his younger competition in the awkward.
My mind just took right off.
In the physical portion of the interview process. So I think you left them winded on the trail. Currently, Officer Phillips works as a safety director at his local church. I believe that's Three Circle Church.
Yes.
Coordinates their safety and training with state and local law enforcement. He's also been involved for 12 years as a volunteer firefighter for the town of Silver Hill. At present, he is working with a field training officer because he has not been to the full academy yet, but he will be attending the academy in the spring. So we look for good things from Officer Phillips. So welcome to the
awesome.
Next, I would like to introduce to you Officer Chris White. Officer White comes to us originally from the Montgomery Police Department. He's a graduate of Auburn University in 2007, worked at Montgomery. He left the law enforcement service there and went to work as a claims fraud investigator with Geico Insurance Company. Currently, he works with Coastal Community College as a part-time officer. And he had worked with us during some of our concerts and whatnot and expressed an interest in coming to work with us part-time as well. So he's wearing multiple hats, but he's done a good job. He's worked several special events and filled the gap when needed. So we welcome Chris. Thank you. Last but not least, Officer Ronald Olds. Now, Ronald began his law enforcement career in 1975 with the Limestone County Sheriff's Office before moving to Athens, Alabama Police Department, where he served the citizens of Athens for 23 years. He moved to Baldwin County in 2021 and began working for part-time as well with Coastal Community College. You're primarily on the Gulf Shores campus. In August, he came to work with us part-time. But what Ronald brings to the table is he's a certified SRO, and he maintained that certification when he was in Athens, or he obtained it and maintained it. And I met Ronald in Montgomery at the Candlelight Vigil for Officer Brandon Ard, and we struck up a conversation. He told me he lived in Gulf Shores and was interested in working with us part-time. So he has filled in a school resource officer position several times, and that's primarily what his duties will be. But he brings a lot of experience to us. He's very seasoned and knows what to do and when to do it. That's how I look at it. But he is a member of the National Association of School Resource Officers and the Alabama State School Resource Officers. So with that, I welcome you to... I'll turn it over to you, Judge, and you can swear him in.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you for your service. And I look forward to seeing you on board. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Ronald Olds.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution.
That I will support and defend the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States of America.
And the laws of the United States of America.
The state of Alabama.
The state of Alabama.
And the charter and ordinances of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
And the charter and ordinances of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof.
And that I faithfully and honestly.
And I faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties of police officer.
Discharge the duties of police officer.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
No picture?
Again, thank you all.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, families.
Yeah, thank y'all.
Appreciate y'all being here, guys. Thank you.
Leave that little one here.
I tell you.
Not a peep.
Mm-mm. Next generation.
Yep.
Okay. Moving to miscellaneous unfinished business. Approval of 2021 audited financials.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting of February 7th.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. New business resolutions?
Do we need to do auditing? We missed auditing of accounts.
Didn't do auditing of accounts.
I missed it.
All right.
If we have to.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion Stand. Carries. Okay, now new business. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with McCullough Architects Professional Services, new softball baseball field house, sportsplex, $46,800.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order to McCullough Architect. Professional Services, Orange Beach City School Central Office, $89,600.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with Chris Linton for various special services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Remind me to call Chris tomorrow, if you can remember that. Ford?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't see it. Holly, remind me to call Chris, okay? Sorry, guys, I won't remember if I don't remind somebody.
Somebody remind.
Tell me to remind me.
Somebody, yeah.
Resolution authorizing execution of task order with Watermore Design to provide design, bid, construction, administration services, roof replacement, recreation center, community center, April 10th, 2021, hailstorm, $69,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a service agreement with Watchtower Solutions, digital command software for lifeguards.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, William Beasley, DO, Medical Director Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a bond agreement, Alabama Department of Transportation for improvements to State Highway 180 to allow access fire station number 3.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of vehicle, fire department, state bid, $44,696.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing approval of a variance from Chapter 30, Article 7 of the City Code, Coastal Construction, Dewatering for Phoenix Key LLC.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order in Mort D. Pavey to provide professional design services, Orange Beach Medical Plaza, $29,366.01.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to ordinances, first reading, ordinance amending Chapter 42, Article 2, Division 2, Section 42-41D of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Orange Beach, Alabama, to adopt the 2021 International Fire Code. Motion for unanimous consent, or do y'all want to move on, wait?
Yeah, I think so. Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
No.
You want, no? Okay, you want to wait?
You want to hold?
Oh, okay.
I'll be a no.
Okay.
I'll be a no.
All right.
Okay, moving to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Did we skip something?
Second.
Okay.
No, it's.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, calling the committee of the whole, 2023, January 17, to order. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes, regular council, committee of the whole, work session 1-3-23, we'll move forward for review. Moving to miscellaneous, and I'll read them all, guys, and we'll come back to questions. Request approval for temporary sales trailer, Phoenix Key, Potato Beach Boulevard. Resolution authorizing execution of task order, Geocon, event pavilion at the Coastal Arts Center, $3,275. Resolution authorizing execution of maintenance agreement with Cone.
Bless you. God bless you.
For elevator, Coastal Resources Office. Resolution authorizing execution of service agreement, Allied Holdings, disposal of biohazard waste, fire department. Ordinances, set a public hearing for Romar Beach Hotel PUD. Are these all the same day? Yeah. Village of Tannen Minor PUD, Amendment 69. 3T's Shrimping Company. I'm sorry. The first two is 2-7-2023. 3T's Shrimping Company PUD is 321. Article 15, temporary residential real estate signs, 2723. Y'all okay with all those?
Yes, sir.
Any which questions one, on anything?
What is 3T's Shrimping Company? Restaurant?
I have no idea.
Restaurant and storage on Canal Road.
Oh, this is the one we just yes. We discussed this one. I just didn't understand it. Anyway.
It's directly west of Prominence Homes on Cypress. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, and they have to go back through the Planning Commission, which is why it's later than the other ones.
And we're making changes.
Where is the elevator going to go in Coastal Resources, Nicole?
This is just the maintenance agreement.
The elevator.
This just is for maintenance.
Oh, it's just the maintenance. Okay.
Maintenance.
I was going to say, I thought there was one right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it an actual cone?
Yes.
elevator? Do we know? Or is it a Bagby elevator? Or is it not sure? Gotcha.
It's so.
I'll have to abstain, I guess.
I got a received a call from some elected officials from Selma.
Yes.
They had heard we offer help for FEMA and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So if it's okay with y'all, I'm gonna offer up Nicole. I was. You looked bored the other day when I was over there. So.
Yeah.
I like the fight.
Yeah, but they're in a mess and they need help. They really don't have the resources.
Or actually the knowledge or education to go through what they're going through right now. They've never really had a direct hit like they have, you know. So administratively, you're going to help guide them through the FEMA process.
So I will get with you, and we'll put a team together so it won't and see what we can do to help. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that, Nicole.
That's a great.
You've learned lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't hurt while you're doing that to find out, since Congress has changed, who now is running that department in Congress, because it's going to go to a Republican. So find out who that is.
So I think we understand too much is given, much is expected.
Yes.
And so we want to help. Thank you. Anybody got any thoughts, questions before we go home?
I do have one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can vote on different devices.
Yes, you can vote. Yeah. Look, see, currently we're in second, so someone is beating us, please.
Where's Missouri?
So
Katy Trail, Missouri.
So let's just put someone at the trail entrances and they can't go on the trail till they vote.
There you go.
That would be a good idea. Put a scan. Please vote for this trail.
Yeah. Oh, I can make some flyers.
Yeah.
Do we have the snowbirds involved? Can
well,
I
they will
that
be
you,
if you
John?
Stand at
well,
the trailhead.
Well, Missouri okay. will vote for us, I'm sure.
I'm the Michigan club meeting.
Yeah,
there
that's
you
right.
go.
Michigan will be good with
the cheeseheads will.
Well, we just really need to, because I think they would love to support us. We just got to find a way to get it. Get with Ken. Ken, if you would, get with Nicole, find a way to disseminate to all the presidents our request for their help.
If you will get some flyers to me, we have the book sale this weekend, and all the snowbirds will be there, so we can.
There's a flyer with a QR code. I think Savannah made it.
Oh, that's great. We could give those out.
Do they know
we'll
how to use a QR code?
Put them in the books when they buy.
I don't know how to use a QR code.
Mark, that's reaching.
Pastor Fred.
The Michigan Club actually, and they're, I mean, they pack it out. They're actually meeting at the Island Church, and they meet this Thursday morning, so if somebody wants to be there.
Okay.
Did you want to take a Garden Club poster with you? Thank you.
Ken, you got that for Thursday to make that appearance? Are you here?
I will see if we get somebody there.
Okay, well, just remind me. One of us will stop. I'll do something. Okay.
You might want to reach out to your homeowner associations and let them send out the members.
Okay.
Ned, I have to
gather all this,
tonight.
Nicole?
I'm writing out.
Well, you know what? Nicole would be a great person to come to Island Church. Yeah. Yep.
I want to give you credit for being able to pull the school and the graphic department and compliment them in and sell tickets at the same time. That was quite impressive.
Yes. I am nothing if not a fundraiser. And I did forget to mention about the book sale. That is this weekend.
Yes.
So,
Friday and Saturday.
Good. And I took a lot of really nice books, so
did you?
Go buy them.
They already have a poster hanging.
Any questions? Any comments? Okay, we'll put this out there. A lot of questions about the roundabout. We're renaming it. It's the U-about because it's not a traditional roundabout. It is only there to create a place to do U-turns to keep folks from making a left turn into docks, GTs, et cetera, and blocking traffic into the intersection of 161 during the summer. So that's why it's there. It's not there because we love roundabouts. It's there because it's a solution to a problem. So if you would,
and also
let's see if we get, Mark and y'all come up with something to put on there.
Mayor, the entrances to the library into the into the adult
senior
activity
center,
is accessible.
And possibly,
it's an access about.
And possibly the south side of the road with future
with
use
future
there.
Use, that's right.
So, but right now, the number one purpose is to make everyone go down to the U-about to do the U-turn and not stop there.
U-about.
So, so many people are watching. You also want to make a note about the speed zone and how strict we're having to be on it.
Speed limit in the construction zone is 25. Not 26, 25. And we are writing tickets.
And you about ready to get a ticket.
Yeah. The
Mr. Brett, did you hear that?
Come on, Rocket Man. the construction company had a gentleman killed a few years ago working on a construction site on the road. And I can very much empathize with that concern and that worry. And we've tried every way we can to gently ask people to slow down with signage and police light. And unfortunately, there's a few that just refuse, or they just not paying attention. So we have to crack down and slow traffic to 25. So I hope everybody understands. It is a safety issue.
I saw two police cars, but somebody stopped that. Thank God.
Yep.
We appreciate the police.
Yeah, we now have a budget surplus, so we're in good shape. Anything else y'all can think about?
Any Facebook?
Quiet.
Do what?
Mark knocks on wood.
Yeah. You said we did or did not? I'm sorry.
Did
I can't
not.
Hear.
No.
Okay, nobody. There's nothing else. Then we will adjourn.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank y'all.
Thank you for
coming.
Thank
you. Thank you.
I need a motion.
Oh, make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.